This week's Torah reading of Shmini teaches us about which animals are kosher for Jews to eat and which are forbidden. At the end, we encounter this verse. Ki ani Adonai hama'aleh etchem mi'eretz Mitzrayim liot lechem l'Elohim. Because I am God who brings you up from Egypt to be your Lord. The Hebrew expression to go up to a land is in reference only to the land of Israel. We go up to Israel. But hey, these laws about forbidden animals, they apply to Jews wherever they are, be it in Israel or in the diaspora. So why does the Torah sum up this whole section about eating animals with a mention of coming to Israel? In his book Drishat Tzion, Rabbi Moshe Tzuriel from Bnei Brak explains that in the Torah there's two types of eating meat. One is eating animal sacrifices that were brought in the desert in the tabernacle and later in the temple. The second is eating meat for pleasure. Like, let's have a hamburger for lunch today. Not a bad idea. The Talmud explains that eating meat for pleasure was not allowed in the desert as we wandered for 40 years on our way to Israel. Only after the Hebrew nation entered the land of Israel were we allowed to eat meat outside of the temple sacrifices. Why? What's the problem with eating meat? Several Jewish sources, including the Abarbanel and Sefer HaIkarim, explain that while eating meat is permitted according to the Torah, it has a detrimental effect on a person's character. It infuses within him cruelty. Yes, cruelty. But when a person comes to the land of Israel, he has a spiritual elevation, which extends to his eating as well. Those negative effects of eating meat are diminished here in the land of Israel. That's why the Torah sums up the whole section about the laws of eating kosher animals with the mention of coming to Israel. Much preferred to do it here. So hey, meat eaters, you want to get it right? Pack your bags and come home to the land of Israel. Because the Torah is teaching us, if you want to sink those teeth into a thick hamburger, you're better off doing it here in Israel than in New York or Los Angeles. Shabbat Shalom from Beit El. And remember, help us promote this video and others like it on YouTube by putting your cursor over the icon next to me and clicking on the subscribe button. Thanks for your help.